Well, good morning. How are you all this morning? A little different angle here. I'm usually over there, but this morning Pastor Eliezer asked me to give the message today, and rightly so. I hope the Holy Spirit works through me and you hear a message that was intended for you. So let us turn to our reading this morning to Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 40. In the sixth month, and that is in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one. The Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative, Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. And in those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to our Lord. Would you pray with me? Father God, let the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you. Shield me behind the cross, Lord, so that your words may speak to your people. Amen. Well, friends, today marks the first day of Advent, the first day of the liturgical year, as it's known in the church. It is a day of hope and new beginnings as we prepare for Christ's birth amid the activity that surrounds us. Each week we are going to light a new candle on the Advent wreath, and my hope is that as we prepare our hearts for this Christmas season, that we hear God's calling for our lives. This season we are going to be focusing on Mary, the mother of Jesus, and we are going to be reading along with Singing Mary's Song by John A. Stroman, a devotional that will help us along our journey. Now, hopefully this study will resonate with you and encourage a deeper understanding of Advent through Mary's experiences. I encourage you to visit our Welcome Center so you can pick up a devotional or go to our Grow Times courses and you'll be able to read it there. Well, this morning, I want to take a look at Mary and her visit with Gabriel. Now, Mary is a simple young woman, so my big question is, why? Why did God choose Mary? Why did he select this ordinary woman, this unlikely vessel, if you will, to be the place where he would dwell. Truthfully, I think we all can find a piece of ourselves in Mary's story. Mary had no social standings. She was of no apparent consequence. She lived in a patriarchal society where women were to be seen and not heard. She's a young Jewish woman from Nazareth, a small town of no significance in first century Palestine. She is betrothed to Joseph, so that tells us and gives us an indication that Mary was in her early teens when the angel Gabriel appeared to her. So how much impact could this simple young teen have on the world? That's a loaded question. Well, some religions suggest Mary is a saint, and that is, she is sinless because she bore the Son of God. But that is not the case. Gabriel went to Mary not because of what Mary did, but because it was her assignment to do what God was called for her to do. Let me try to explain it like this. Sometimes we are blessed not because of what we did, but because God has favor on your life. Amen? Amen. You are not blessed just because you came to church this morning. We look back on our lives and we find many reasons why there is no reason for anyone to bless us. Sometimes the only reason we are blessed is because of favor. How did you wake up this morning? Did you do it on your own? Chances are, no, you didn't. Somebody had to extend grace over your life. And what is grace? Nothing but unmerited favor. So when you opened your eyes today, that means God forgave everything that you did yesterday, and you have favor. Back to our scripture here, Gabriel approaches Mary and says, "Blessed are you, woman, because you are highly favored." In verse 29, Mary's response, she says that she was perplexed. The Bible says perplexed, and even in some translations says she was troubled by his words. Perhaps we all have a little Mary in all of us because we believe God has called us to do great things. And the very first thing we say is, what? Who, me? Yeah, you got to be joking. Sometimes when God presents us with great blessings, the very first thing we do is run down the list of all the stuff that we have done wrong, all the things that went wrong, and why we are an unlikely vessel to do such great things. Then we look at our current situations and conclude that there is absolutely no way that God could choose me. Have you seen the stuff that I've done? Have you seen the stuff that I'm going through? Sometimes we struggle with God's will, not because of God's will, but because of our own self. We get in our own way. As my mother likes to say, you are your own problem. We wonder if we're qualified. We wonder if we are competent enough. We wonder if we can do the job. Let me tell you something. If God chose you, friends, that should be all the confirmation that you need. So I say to you today, stop beating yourself up. Understand, if God has called you to a task, you should celebrate what God has done. And quit going down the list of why you oughtn't to be blessed. Because that is just the enemy trying to keep you down, friends. The Bible says that the enemy will try to block our blessings. If God speaks into your life, the enemy will point out what you did to try to make you think that you're hearing things. The question is, who are you going to listen to? You hear the enemy saying, look what you did 5 years ago. Look what you did yesterday. Look what you did last night. But God is on the other side saying, but look at the blessings I have in store for you. Things you cannot imagine. But you keep hearing the enemy speak nonsense into your ear. God says, just listen to me. Listen to me. I have something for you that is going to blow your mind. All of us can identify with Mary being perplexed. Now in verses 30 through 33, Gabriel gives Mary the assignment. You, Mary, have been selected by God to have a child, and you're going to name this child Jesus, which means God will save. This child is going to be the one who will transform the world, and Mary, you got the assignment. Now, if you're like me, and if you're like Mary, you're going to have some questions about this, right? So Mary says, how can this be since I'm a virgin? Well, let me take you before this passage. Earlier in Luke, he tells us that Gabriel went to Zechariah, and he told his wife, and he told him and his wife that they would have a child together. Now, Elizabeth was beyond childbearing years, and she was childless. And when Gabriel told him this and told Zechariah that the son will be named John, Zechariah came back and said, how? And what did the angel do? The angel shut Zechariah's mouth. Mary appears to have a similar question, but the key word in this phrase is since. Now, let me share this. When Zechariah asked the question, he was asking how, but he was asking with doubt. Mary asked the same kind of question. But Mary asked, how is this going to happen since I'm a virgin? You see, there was a difference here. She wasn't asking a question of doubt. She was asking a question of clarity. She says, Gabriel, I hear what you're saying, but since I'm a virgin, how's this going to work? She didn't doubt him. She just wanted to know how it's going to work. In verse 27, we learn that Mary, of course, is betrothed to Joseph. And betrothal is like an engagement, but it's legally binding. Legally, that meaning that they were married. But under Jewish customs, they were not yet allowed to live together or to consummate the marriage. Now, the betrothal period was a way to test Mary, if you will, to see if she would remain pure. Now, her conception obviously presents some great challenges, and she was thinking about that. What do you do when God has blessed you, and it turns out that it's going to hurt some people along the way? What do you do? Mary had to find a way to explain her pregnancy to Joseph. She had to explain her blessing to Joseph. And when Joseph asks, who's the daddy? How's she going to explain that? Mary needs clarification. She asked Gabriel how this pregnancy is going to happen since I'm a virgin. And Gabriel says, Mary, the Holy Spirit is going to do it. The Holy Spirit is going to come upon you and overshadow you. If we want something great to happen in our lives, The Holy Spirit has got to do it. Maybe this is the reason we wrestle with blessings so much. It's because we're trying to do it on our own. There is absolutely no way we can conceive with God on our own. The story of Jesus' birth reminds us we can't do much without God. It takes a miracle. It takes His blessing. Now, when Gabriel speaks to Mary, he says, listen, not only are you going to be pregnant, but he also gave her some confirmation. He says, your cousin Elizabeth, who couldn't bear children, is also going to have a child. Now, how many of you have experienced a time when God has confirmed things? Anyone? You haven't had a God moment. Have you been looking for a God moment? Friends, I can't tell you how many times I've had a God moment. And of course, they sneak up on me. But sometimes, when the blessings are so good, God will send you confirmation. And be on the lookout for it. Because it will be there, friends, when you least expect it. So here's what Mary says at the end. She says, let me get this straight, Gabriel. You're telling me I'm going to have this child. He's going to be great. I'm going to name him Jesus. And this child is going to be the Son of the Most High God. This child is going to fulfill the prophecies of the Old Testament. I'll be a virgin, but I'll still be pregnant. And the Holy Spirit is going to do it. I could just imagine what's going on in her mind. She's probably thinking, man, he is crazy. But what does she say? Verse 38 says it. She says, so let it be. So let it be. Now here's how you know you're walking with God. Because when God presents you with something crazy that doesn't make much sense, and all you do is say, Lord, I accept your word, so let it be. I believe God will start doing some things in your life if you just let it be. But when you start questioning about if it can happen, God, I don't see a way. I don't understand it. I don't know how you're going to do this, Lord. Once you start experiencing that doubt, that favor is going to run dry. Gabriel reminds Mary, all things are possible with God. Amen? Amen. If God can cause a woman to have a child who has never slept with anybody, then God can favor you in your life circumstances. God can take away cancer. God can heal the afflicted. He can build houses. If God can create a baby in a womb where no one has ever been, then God can put families back together. Do you believe that you have favor with God running through your life? Do you? If so, we should be giving praise. We should be giving praise to the Lord. We should be saying, I've got favor. I am blessed and highly favored, just like Mary. I've got favor because God is working through me. Trust me, friends, I would not be here behind this pulpit today if I did not believe that I was blessed and highly favored. I, like Mary, am a simple vessel from a town that not many people have been through. And I have been blessed and highly favored. And I continue to be blessed and experience the blessings, having God moments and going, whew, oh Lord, what's next? If Gabriel can show up to Mary's door, it's not because of what Mary did. It was because Mary was destined for the responsibility. Then I ask you, why can't Gabriel show up to your door? Why can't Gabriel walk through the doors back there in these house of Trinity and bless this congregation? Stop suppressing the favor that God wants to put over your life. Stop doubting whatever is troubling you. Stop doubting whether you're good enough. Stop doubting whether you're God enough. Stop doubting whether you're smart enough. Forget about the money. That's secular. Be like Mary and say, Lord, let it be. Whatever blessing, God, you have for me, let it be. If you want me to do it, Lord, I know you're going to pull me through it, and I believe in your word, God, let it be. Can I hear you, congregation, say, let it be. Lord, have mercy on me, and let it be. Amen? Friends, the birth story has its effect. It is really a faith story. Do you believe it's possible? If Mary was pregnant with gift and possibility, doesn't that mean some of you are also gift with other possibilities and pregnant with other dreams and have other stuff that God wants you to do in your life? Then simply say, friends, let it be. The speaking and reading of the word. Amen. So friends, as we leave here this morning, go ahead and rise up. As we leave here this morning, I want you to go through this week and say, let it be. Go through this week, tell others about God's blessing on your life. When somebody asks you how you're doing today, you respond and tell them that I am blessed and highly favored. Amen? Amen. As you leave these doors this morning, go out into the world and be the light for Jesus. Go in peace and bring others the joy of the Lord. Let it be, and let his blessings be, and may you be blessed, highly blessed this week. Amen.